There are three Democrats running to become the next governor of Massachusetts, but one is the clear frontrunner. The latest tracking poll from WBUR shows Attorney General Martha Coakley with a double-digit lead over the other two candidates. Her frontrunner status was clear in last night's debate among the three Democrats as both her rivals went on the attack. As part of our ongoing series of conversations with the Democratic and Republican candidates for governor ahead of the primary election Tuesday, we sat down with Attorney General Coakley at her campaign headquarters in Somerville and asked the longtime public official to tell us something about herself that might surprise voters.
What they may not know is that I love to cook. I actually like to grocery shop. One of the great breaks I've taken in this long campaign is actually being able to go to a grocery store. On a weekend, I may have time to make something that then I can use during the week, whether it's, you know, cooking a chicken or cooking an eye of the round. Not fancy stuff, but I make all my own salads, and I love to make chicken dishes particularly, and pork tenderloin. I have not yet run out of good recipes for pork tenderloin.
Okay, let's go to business, if we can. As I'm sure you know, some have suggested that you, even at this point, have not sufficiently explained why you want to be governor. So give us your take on this big overarching question.
I think that as I've talked to folks across the Commonwealth, and I've listened to people about what they want in Massachusetts moving forward, that I have set out a clear vision that says we need to turn this economy around for everybody, not just people at the top and not just Boston and Cambridge. The important investment we need to make in education and infrastructure investment and workforce development that will match that rolling out of a red carpet for businesses, cutting through red tape. I've also laid out a pretty clear plan for mental health and reducing the stigma around mental health and the way we can do that here in Massachusetts. So what I'm prepared to give as governor is a clear vision of a Massachusetts where we can be prosperous and fair and where everybody's going to have equal opportunity and a fair shot at getting a good job, a good education, and moving this economy ahead for everybody.
Explain why you think Massachusetts is ready to have its first woman governor.
Oh, I think they're ready for a governor who will do a good job. You know, I graduated from law school. My dad gave me a plaque that said, sometimes the best man for the job is a woman. I'm not running because of that, but I think we talk about diversity and the need to have everybody with a voice. I'm prepared to do that.
Did Elizabeth Warren's U.S. Senate win pave the way for a woman governor? And what did you learn from that?
I think her win and the great job she's done as senator is very important. And I think people are seeing that when women are elected, they do a good job, and that women are now understanding that they have to run. Sometimes they lose, as I know very well, but you get right back up and you run again and you work hard for what you care about. That's what women have been doing and are going to continue to do here in Massachusetts.
I want to ask you a big dig question since you've raised it as candidate, Coakley. You've revived the big dig as an issue in the governor's race, talking about cost overruns, while Charlie Baker, the leading Republican candidate, was in state government working for a Republican governor overseeing finances for the project. You have a sort of commercial running on your website which even calls him Big Dig Baker. How is this a relevant issue for today and not just dredging up something from the past?
You know, it's totally relevant because first thing I had to do when I came in as Attorney General was look at the big dig mess. We had criminal and civil, federal and state claims of overrun and counterclaims. And what we did was reach a resolution that put $500 million in a trust so that taxpayers won't have to pay for it going forward. And I know that the state, until very recently, has still been paying for many of the cost overruns that that administration had kicked down the road. So this is going to be a discussion about who's best to lead Massachusetts, who's going to provide for the best use of tax dollars, who's going to be a good manager, who's going to make sure that Massachusetts dollars go where they're supposed to go.
All right. Anyone who's been following your career for years or even listening to this interview today understands how incredibly well-spoken you are, how knowledgeable you are, but some people still might be saying to themselves, as people have in the past, I want more passion from my governor. I want passion from Martha Coakley. What do you say to that, to people who aren't necessarily hearing that today?
Well, and I've talked on the trail, and I have talked a lot about the stigma of mental health and what my family went through with my brother's death. And it's not always easy to do that. I have spent time with moms on the trail who have adult sons who are heroin addicts. I've spent a lot of time listening because I know the Senate race, it was easy to say, oh, you know, no passion. The work I've done, Bob, in keeping kids safe and sitting with families who are about to lose their homes because Wall Street was going to foreclose, when voters get to see if I'm successful in the primary, which I hope to be, they'll get to see that, you know, I can be clear-headed, I can be tough, I'm a fighter, but I fight for things that I care about. That's where my passion comes through.
All right. On Boston.com, I read that the theme song of your life would be Small Town by John Mellencamp. Why don't you explain that?
Well, the lines are, you know, I was born in a small town. I can live in a small town. And I like the rock and roll piece, but I like the sentiment. In some ways, having grown up in North Adams, I walked to school. My dad often walked to work. You know, we believed growing up that a small town had the virtues of giving back to your community. That's really what I brought to my life in public service, whether it was as Middlesex DA or now as Attorney General, and really what it's going to mean to be governor.
Martha Coakley, thanks a lot. Good to see you.
Thank you, Bob.
Massachusetts Attorney General and candidate for governor, Martha Coakley. We talked to her about her small town at her campaign headquarters in a very industrial and retail section of Somerville.